Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another segment of the Open Heaven Hour. It's the time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. But before we dive into the Word of God, we would like to start the day with thanksgiving. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you for a brand new day. Thank you for our lives. Thank you for preserving, for watching, for protecting, and providing for us. Lord, we do not take your loving kindness for granted. Accept our thanks, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day. And we get to dive into the Word of God where we get to sit at the feet of Christ to hear what he has to tell us every single day. So I'd like to specially welcome you, especially if you're here and you've come with your heart heavy. You've come with lots of questions. You've come with burdens. You've come with just a lot on your plate. Here is a platform where you get to lay it all down for Christ. He's ready to take up your burden. He has a word for you today. Are you ready to listen? If you've been very frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word, share the link, invite somebody, let everybody know that it is time for our devotion. I want you to win a soul for Christ today. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 17th day in the month of November 2024. It's a beautiful Sunday. And we'll be looking at a fresh topic that says, Friendship with God. Friendship with God. Our aim today is aim 27 from our Open Heaven Manual. Aim 27. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Acts chapter 16 to chapter 17. Acts chapter 16 to chapter 17. Our memory verse today is very short, so I would like us to take it together. Our memory verse is taken from John chapter 15, verse 14, which says, Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Our Bible reading for today is taken from John chapter 15, from verse 13 to 15. John chapter 15, from verse 13 to 15. From verse 13, it says, Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today says, God has many children. But as every parent knows, there is always that one child that is a favorite. Even though they do not like to admit it, their relationship with that child goes beyond regular parenting. it often extends into friendship. Likewise, God doesn't just want you to be his child. He wants you to be so close to him that he can consider you his friend. Jesus loves his friends so dearly that he said he was willing to lay down his life for them, like we see in John chapter 15, verse 13. Do you have a friend who can inject himself with a disease so that you will not be infected with it? This can be likened to what Jesus did in Matthew chapter 8, verse 17. Can any of your friends take a bullet for you? Jesus did more than this when he was beaten by Roman soldiers and hung on a cross. This means that Jesus is the best friend that anyone can ever have. People often tell tales of friends that they used to have. While it is common for people to betray friendships because of selfish interest or terminate them because of disagreements, the friendship of Jesus Christ lasts forever. Whether you are going through a storm, in Matthew chapter 14 from verse 24 to 25, or you are caught in a fire, like in Daniel chapter 3 from verse 22 to 25, he will never leave your side. Even when he knows that you can betray his friendship, he will remain your friend indeed, like in Luke chapter 22 from verse 31 to 32. The Bible says in John chapter 13 verse 1 that he loves until the end. What does it take to become a friend of God? Our memory verse today tells us that we can become his friend by obeying his commandments. This goes beyond staying away from sin. It means that when it says, "Don't eat, I want you to fast today," you should do it. When you are tired and all you want to do is sleep, if it says, "Let us discuss before you sleep," you should push the sleep aside and pray. When it says, "Give me your car," you should do it. Abraham was called a friend of God in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 7 because when God asked him to sacrifice his son in Genesis chapter 22 from verse 1 to 3, he was ready to do it. Beloved, when God instructs you to do anything, you should make the necessary sacrifices and obey him promptly. Nothing in this world should be too big for you to sacrifice to God. This is the only way to become his friend. Are you ready to become God's friend? Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, obeying God's commandments is the key to becoming his friend. Obeying God's commandments is the key to becoming his friend. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. My question to you this morning is, are you a friend of God? That's something you should consider taking up. God is ready to have you as his friend. Are you ready to have him as your friend? He's a friend that's get closer. You don't want to have any higher friend than this. His friendship is genuine and his pure love. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us today. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you have that friend that you would like to share this message with, I urge you to share this message with them today. And how can you share the message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also be a live partaker of all our live shows throughout the day. And how do you get to do that? Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on your online stores. your online stores on Play Store and Apple Store. Just search for Praise Palace Radio and download to enjoy all our amazing shows throughout the day. It promises to be exciting. It promises to be inspiring. And what you call entertainment. Thanks for staying tuned till you hear my voice again. And till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.